He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the, it is the October 17th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Here with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, the losing streak, 6 days, 900 points. Looks like it may be coming to an end here today. Right now, the Dow is up 207 points. Hey, are we getting tired of these triple-digit days yet? 207 points, 16,324 is where we're at on the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now. We have the S&P up 24 points today at 1887. Good way to end the week anyways, isn't it? The S&P is up 1.3%. The NASDAQ is up 57 points to 4,274. It's up 1.35%. Crude oil, $80.68, which is at or near a low for the light sweet crude. Gold is down 0.5% this morning to 1,238. The euro's at 1.27. The 10-year yield is at 2.19% here this morning. Why is the market up today? Well, it's hoping that there will be some more stimulus. The market loves steroids. The market loves money printing. The market loves quantitative easing, and it's clamoring for more. And right now it thinks it's going to get some from the Fed, and Europe thinks it's going to get some from the European Central Bank. So we're celebrating today with a big move in the market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, I'm currently at about 38% cash in the portfolios that I manage. There's a lot I don't like right now about the market, but having said that, it hasn't given a full-on sell signal yet, although there's certain areas of the market that I certainly wouldn't want to have any exposure to right now. I also have a couple of hedges in place in the SH, which is opposite the S&P 500, in the DOG, D-O-G, which is opposite the Dow, and in the PSQ, which is opposite the NASDAQ, and also in the RWM, which is opposite the Russell 2000. Now, of course, they go down when the markets go up, but when markets go down, they go up. So they act as a hedge just to take a little bit of the volatility out of the markets at the current time. And the six-day losing streak that we have had here recently took 900 points out of the Dow. And as I look at the technical patterns, which I'll be updating again at length here as I send out my newsletter, I see a lot of technical patterns that have really, really disintegrated. The Dow has disintegrated. The S&P 3-year, 4-year chart has disintegrated considerably. Europe has broken down completely. And there's a lot of reasons for this recent losing streak that we've had. You know, one, and I started mentioning this one at the beginning of the year, is that we have a weary 5.5-year-old bull market. And I've been warning for the last 9 months to a year that no bull lasts forever. And even though we're still in barely this 5.5-year-old bull market, it will come to an end at some point in time. And the last time a bear market hit U.S. markets, it was to the tune of 53%. So we have to really be careful, and we really have to be on our guard right now. So far, this thing has taken about 7 to 10%, depending on the index, out of people's hides. And so far, it's still labeled as a correction. It has that look to it that's not good to me. Something that we really got to watch closely. And the reasons that I would give, in addition to a weary bull market, we're obviously not in the early stages of an economic recovery anymore. And I would tell you that most of the economic recovery came from the Fed. The Fed, with its quantitative easing, with its printing of money, with its artificially low interest rates, flooding the economy with dollars. I give more credit to the Fed for reviving an almost dead economy and an almost dead market than to anybody else. And now the market is clamoring for more. I personally think there's been a totally clueless response to in the U.S. and in the world to a deadly virus called Ebola. Totally, completely clueless. Now the World Health Organization is admitting that they botched it. And we have yet to have the CDC admit that they botched it, but I don't see how you can say they haven't botched it. This thing could be anywhere right now. Hopefully we dodge a bullet here and no more people come down with this thing now that you've got a woman on a cruise ship that was handling the Ebola patient. She's on a cruise ship. Do you know how fast viruses spread on cruise ships? Of course, the other woman was on a plane that then made five more flights. How would you like to sit in her seat after she got off the plane? It's just, you know, I mean, you would think we would want to contain this thing, that we wouldn't want it to let it get out into the public. Now, hopefully, we dodge a bullet here. Nobody else comes down with it. But every day, 150 people or so are coming from those three infected countries. And if they don't have a temperature, it's okay. You can come. Well, what if you develop the temperature once you're here? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. I can't really think of a scholarly argument to say, oh, we shouldn't ban these people from coming to America. I just don't see it myself. That's not helping the market. That's creating a lot of... Markets don't like uncertainty. I mean, if this thing got going here in America, we'd have some real problems. It should be contained. Plunging oil prices have not helped. The one bright area of our economy that's been creating jobs, go to Fargo, North Dakota, and you'll see a 3% unemployment rate. And you'll see 21-year-old guys driving around new cars and new four-wheel drive pickup trucks with all the bells and whistles because there's been a fracking boom here in America. And now with oil at $80 per barrel, capital expenditures are going to plummet. They already have. They're not ordering new wells right now. They're not ordering new equipment from the oil and well service providers. This has brought this area of our booming fracking industry in America. It slowed it down, and who knows what kind of an impact low oil prices. And that's the area we're creating jobs right now. But I would say the biggest reason of all that we've had this sudden turnaround in the market would be Europe. Europe's economy is stumbling towards recession. And some countries in Europe are already in recession. And if you want to see something scary this weekend, besides people walking around in hazmat suits in Dallas and on cruise ships, take a look at the charts of Italy, EWI. Look at a chart of Germany, just a one-year chart. You don't have to be a technician. Just look at a one-year chart and see what you see. Look at a chart of Germany, EWG. Look at a chart of France, EWQ. Look at a chart of Spain, which apparently has let Ebola in, EWP. Look at a chart of Portugal, EWS, I believe. Let's see, Portugal. No, PGAL is Portugal. Take a look at those charts, and then just take a look at a European as a whole chart, EFA. Man, that is horrible, and there's fears that that's going to bring us down with them into this pit that Europe has dug for itself. But markets are going to rally now. We're rallying because there's hope that the Fed will come to the rescue once again. Because it's the Fed that's been propping up the economy and the markets with their stimulus. And the stimulus has been withdrawn from the system this year, and look what it's doing to the system. The markets are reeling to and fro. The economy is reeling to and fro, so there's hope. There's clamor for the Fed to come to the rescue again with some more of that good stuff, man. That good stuff that makes us run faster and makes us feel good and hit the ball further. I don't see that as being a good, sound fundamental underneath our economy right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, these newsletters that I'm writing every single week, I'm putting 12, 15 hours into them. Very, very critical right now because we have a title change going on. It's been easy to write this. Yeah, it's never easy, but for the last 5.5 years, we've been in a bull market. It began in March of 2009, and the market's been going up ever since. The S&P recently peaked at what, 2015, after hitting a low of 666. That is more than a triple. And along the way, there were pundits calling for a crashing dollar, soaring gold prices, soaring inflation, and it never materialized. And every week in my newsletter, sent it out every Saturday morning or Saturday, depending on conditions, every week I've said that the stock market was the best place to be. And earlier this year, I started to warn. I started to warn that the Fed was going to be pulling the stimulus from the system that has kept the market propped up and has kept the economy propped up. The economy does not stand currently on a good, sound, solid foundation of job creation and job growth and pro-business this and pro-business that. Instead, you've had a Fed that has artificially kept interest rates low. It's worked, okay? And that's why you had to be in the stock market. It's not good to fight the Fed. It's worked. And now the Fed has withdrawn the stimulus. I warned that it was going away. They announced that publicly late last year, middle of last year, that they were going to begin to taper. Taper talk. Taper talk became the taper walk. And they started walking back their purchase of bonds. And then, of course, along came Miss Yellen with her announcement that at some point in time, you know, we'll be hiking interest rates. And that was another big blow to the market. That was back in March. And the market's been dealing with that. And it has not been dealing with it very well. Small cap stocks since that announcement are down about 12%, somewhere in there. Of course, they were up 40% last year. So you have a change in the weather here in the market. The wind is starting to blow, and the times they are a-changing a little bit here. Now, we haven't gone into a full-on bear market yet, but I warned several weeks ago about U.S. small cap stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, etc. I warned about Europe. I wrote in my newsletter recently about the European meltdown. You know, most folks, doggone it, they got to go to work every day and do their thing. They can't be watching the stock market in Italy and in Spain. They can't be watching what the European Central Bank is doing. Well, I mean, that's my job. I hear 12 hours, 10 hours a day watching what happens in the market and reporting to you in a quick read on the weekend in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com, of my observations. And my observations have been that the weather is changing. And I've warned to stay out of certain neighborhoods this year. Don't go into those neighborhoods because they're volatile right now. And I, like I say, I have about 30 to 35% on the sidelines just as precaution right now in cash, because I think this market is very, very unpredictable right now. If the whole market is going to hang on a thread here as to whether or not the Fed's going to pump in more stimulus or not, like I say, that's not a good firm foundation. And this is coming from somebody who has been as bullish as anybody in this market for the last 5.5 years. So this represents a major sea change for me because I've observed different indexes breaking down, different individual stocks breaking down. Have you seen what's happened to the oil stocks? I got out of them, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, somewhere in there, as they were roaring and oil was at 107. When conditions in the world and in the market change, you better change with it or you get run over by a bulldozer. Now, at some point in time, I believe there's going to be a great buying opportunity in some of these fracking stocks like Continental Resources, Harold Hamm's company, and Concho Resources, and several of the others that are heavily involved in the Williston and the Permian and the Eagleford Shale, etc. But with oil at $80 per barrel right now, that's just not a good place to be. But it will be at some point in time. When the world changes again and starts to change and starts to favor that area of the economy and that area of the market once again, then we'll do our best to exploit it when that opportunity comes along. But right now, there's just not a lot. I still do have a 65% invested, 10%, however, is invested in inverse funds as a hedge right now. But I still own some stocks. I mentioned Actavis here, which I still like. I think it's one of the cheapest drug stocks in the entire market. They develop generic and branded drugs for hypertension, sleep disorder, and pain. Basically, what every trader has felt for the last several weeks here. Actavis is a $60 billion company. Actavis is headquartered in Ireland. Well, Ireland has a more favorable tax rate than the United States of America, and there were some inversions going on. Naughty, naughty. Companies buying other companies and moving their headquarters to countries that have lower tax rates. And I believe that's what Actavis did, because if I'm not mistaken, they were once Watson Pharmaceutical, headquartered in Southern California. Now they're Actavis, headquartered in Ireland, and enjoying a cheaper tax rate. And boy, are they making money. You know, back in 07, they made $1.37 in earnings per share. Now here we are 8 years later, they're expected to make $16.38 in earnings. And yet the P.E. ratio is only 18. The stock's been growing by 34% per year over the last 5 years. That's their earnings growth. Look at these most recent four quarters. Earnings up 55%, earnings up 99%, earnings up 75%, earnings up 70%, and it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. And having said that, even a stock like this is not immune if the market were to start to go into a full-on bear, which it has not done yet. It's threatened to do so, but it has not done it yet. And right now it's clamoring for Fed intervention. More money printing, buy back some of those bonds, boys, because there's no signs of inflation at all, which is true. But I'd rather see some good fundamental solid. It's just like a baseball team. You know, the Giants play good fundamental baseball. Kansas City plays good fundamental. They have good they don't depend on one big home run hitter to step up to the plate. They play, do a lot of the little things right. And if we're going to rely on the Fed to bail us out and get the economy stoked again and get the market stoked again, I just don't think that that's a very good idea. I think we ought to build our economy on just a little bit more solid foundation than that. But having said that, Actavis certainly has a good solid foundation here. I currently own it at Gunderson Capital Management, and it is not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. ACT. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Well, you know, we've had this losing streak in the market, about the same as the New York Jets losing streak, isn't it? Aren't they 0-6? Well, we've had a losing streak in the market here, and it hasn't been any fun. It's been a very volatile time in the market, triple-digit up days, triple-digit down days. And I would, again, point to several reasons why. Number one, an aging bull market. 5.5 years. No bull market goes forever. Two, an economic recovery that's long in the tooth. An economic recovery that's been juiced by the Fed. I don't think we've seen much job creation here other than the Fed keeping interest rates low and the Fed pumping a lot of money into the system. Now here's a problem. They're taking that juice out of the system and the market is begging and clamoring for more right now. We've had a completely clueless response worldwide. World Health Organization admitting that they botched it. No, I can't imagine botching it. And now we've got a deadly virus called Ebola, possibly on a cruise ship and on airplanes, and 150 people arriving daily here in America with potentially carry, but they don't have a temperature, so don't worry. Plunging oil prices are threatening our once vibrant area of the economy, the area that we have been creating jobs, which is the oil and gas area. But again, the biggest reason of all, and I would point to Europe. And if you don't think Europe doesn't look bad right now, again, I would invite you this weekend to look at some charts of EFA, EFA. I would look at Italy, EWI. I would look at Spain, EWP. I would look at Germany, EWG. And then I would look at a chart of the S&P 500, which I'll be showing in my newsletter. You know, it's not the end of the world, no. We have to manage this. We have to deal with the hand that we've been dealt. Because if this goes on into a full-on bear market, then we're going to make money. We're going to buy inverse funds on Europe. I already own four. And if it goes into a full-on bear, there's going to be ways to make money during all of this. Now, if you've got a 401k at work, you don't have... In a lot of cases, you don't have the opportunity to buy inverse funds. So the best you can do, maybe you buy inverse funds outside of your 401k as a hedge. I mean, don't go doing it yet. I'm just saying there's could be some good opportunities here. And if some competence shows up somewhere in the economy and turns this thing around, then there's going to be some wonderful buying opportunities, aren't there? Some of these fracking stocks that have just been bludgeoned, Continental Resources, Concho Resources, Whiting Petroleum, the list goes on and on and on. There's going to be some wonderful opportunities there. But right now, we're kind of in that flux stage. We just got to get through that flux stage to see if we can get some kind of a new trend in the market, be it up or be it down. And as always, there's individual stocks that are holding up right now. And if you have a 401k, I've already said I wouldn't own any small caps right now, just for now. And I said that a long time ago. And I said I wouldn't own any European stocks or funds right now, and I wouldn't own any emerging markets right now. It's just too dangerous of a world right now. So that should set quite a bit of cash on the sidelines when you've done that. Would I go rushing into bonds? No. They're so overdone. There's a bubble in bonds. So really and truly, anything that's still holding up well, which basically is individual stocks, anything, then after that, it's basically cash. That's the best place to be in the market right now. And you can follow along every single week in my newsletter at pwstreet.com. Now, I have the opportunity to buy inverse funds from time to time to hedge my portfolios. And two, there's still a lot of individual stocks, which I know a lot of 401k investors can't buy. But just because an index is going down, that doesn't mean every stock within the index is going down. There's still some that are holding up well. Think what low oil prices do for stocks that use a lot of oil and gas, right? Like trucking stocks. One of my favorite stocks, and I continue to own it, out of Thomasville, North Carolina. If you're out there on the roads today, maybe you'll get passed by a big truck zipping by you, going to Las Vegas, or headed east on the 70, or wherever. I think St. Louis Cardinals are headed east on the 70 somewhere. Poor guys. But anyways, there's a trucking company, Old Dominion, ODFL, which has been a very good stock over the years. I would say this is one of the most little-known powerhouse stocks that I've talked about. I've talked about it many, many times in the past, okay? And here's why. These stocks have to exhibit to me and have to have the following characteristics. One, they have to be undervalued and still make sense from a valuation point of view. And two, they have to be top performers with crackerjack competent management. Someone just sent me a quote from Casey Stengel when he looked down his bench. Was it the Mets? He says, "Can anybody here play this game?" We sure see a lot of incompetence on display, let me tell you, as we go through our daily walk of life. But ODFL seems to have their act together back there in Thomasville, North Carolina. But even they are not immune if we go into a full-on bear market. Here's what they've done. In fact, let me begin with this statistic. Back in 08, when the market was down 38%, Old Dominion was up 23% that year, believe it or not. Obviously, no guarantee of future performance, but they did well in a bad year, okay? And over the last 10 years, little Old Dominion, which is a small cap, actually it's a mid cap, $5.7 billion. See, here's an example. Here's an example of a company that's being helped by conditions in the world right now. Man, if you run a trucking company and all of a sudden oil's $80 per barrel, well, this company has done well through all kinds of different cycles in oil, because over the last 10 years, Old Dominion has delivered 22% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 5%. Now, here's the guy I want to see on CNBC, Jim Cramer. Over the last 5 years, Old Dominion's delivered 37% per year, while the market's delivered 11%. Still, no guarantee of future performance. That's all I know. That's all I can tell you is here's a player stepping up to the plate with a 370 batting average, with 42 home runs, 112 RBIs. Over the last 3 years, Old Dominion's delivered 43% per year. The market's delivered 15%. And don't forget, even that 371 hitter with 45 home runs and 112, he can still strike out, okay? Over the last year, the stock's up another 39%. I've done really well with Old Dominion over the years. Now we look at the valuation, because that's the other half of the equation. This really narrows things down. In fact, out of 3,900 stocks right now, there's only 85. This is the lowest number in years. There's only 85 that meet my criteria right now. Old Dominion currently is trading at 19 times forward earnings. Well, that's pretty reasonable considering that it's expected to grow by 19% per year. I have a target price 5 years from now on Old Dominion of 130. The stock's currently trading at 66. Hey, put this CEO in charge of the Ebola scare. He seems pretty competent to me. This stock out of 3,910 comes in at number 158, and it is a stock that I currently own. And if you go through the notes, which is a really nice feature of the app, every time I feature a stock like this, it gets added to the notes below the stock on the app, beststocksnowapp.com. How many times have I talked about Old Dominion? There must be 25 different times that I've either featured the stock, written an article about it on MarketWatch, sent out a tweet about it. This is one of the great stocks. Believe it or not, a trucking company, those guys that you sometimes want to curse because they're blocking the lanes or they're kicking up ice and rocks all over your car, well, get even. The stock has done very well over the years, ODFL. Hey, the newsletter, that's what it's all about, is finding companies like this. Not the GEs and the Johnson & Johnsons of the world, but little guys in Thomasville, North Carolina that have put money in shareholders' pockets over the years. We'll be right back. I done said the right thing, but I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place. Good for. I've been in a right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'll tell you a little story. Back in 08, when the market was plunging, the world was coming to an end. The S&P was headed towards 500. The Dow was under 7,000. The NASDAQ was reeling. Home prices were plunging. Unemployment rate was rocketing higher. People were losing their homes to foreclosure. My app was in the process of being invented. Is it a magic bullet? No. Is it a crystal ball? No. But it sure has been awfully useful to me, especially when it told me that the market stocks were the best place to be back in March of 2009. And it's told me that stocks have been the best place to be ever since. 5.5 years, but this year things started to change. In fact, late last year, a little bit of wind started to kick up on the ocean that started to make me sit up and take attention. The Fed, which has been the biggest driver of the economy and the markets over the last 5.5 years, I'd have to say, you know, for all the folks that want to rip the Fed for what they did, where would we be today if they didn't do what they did? You know, they would have probably handled the economy at that time like they've handled the Ebola scare here at the current time. Instead, a very competent Fed did what they could do. We'll see what the results of that are at some point in time. You know, the two got to get together. The White House and the Fed and everybody in the Congress all need to get together on growing the economy again. It still stands on a very shaky foundation. But the app started telling me that the winds of change were blowing in the air. And I started getting way more defensive. Last year, if you listened to the show last year, if you got the new, you know I had the pedal to the metal because it was the last bit of stimulus sloshing around in the system. It was the seventh inning call, last call before they shut down the, it was 2 a.m., right? Last call. I don't know all of this. I'm not a drinker myself, but I know enough to know that they shut people off at some point in time. And last call on the stock market was early this year. And then things started to change. It's not good to go against the Fed. And that caused a massive change in the market. The biotechs had their big sell-off earlier this year. The small caps had their big sell-off, and then the market started to get its sea legs again, started to sober up a little bit. The market started to rally again. And then along comes Europe, and Europe starts to reel and starts to head towards recession, and a few individual companies within the EU are already in recession. And now there's fear that that could infect the US of A. You still have a big problem up there between the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Europeans and the United States. We haven't even brought up ISIL, which all of a sudden emerged out of nowhere, I would have to say this year, right? Europe emerged out of nowhere. Ebola emerged out of nowhere. ISIL emerged out of nowhere. We didn't even know what ISIL was last year. And all of these have ganged up on the market. And the market's a tricky place to be right now. And for that reason, I have a big chunk of cash sitting on the sidelines. I'm an active manager. Everybody in this business is different. There's a lot of guys in my business that are fielding the phone calls right now, which I've fielded maybe 3 this past week, and maybe another 3 or 4 emails out of hundreds and hundreds of clients. They get my newsletter every week. They know exactly where I stand. They know what I'm doing to protect them. And at the same time, I'm looking for opportunities. Now, my mouth is watering right now at some of the opportunities I see, and it's just a little bit too early and premature to pounce on some of those opportunities. But as soon as the market kind of decides what it's going to do, I think there's some tremendous opportunities out there. For that reason, I publish my newsletter every single week, which you can get on my mailing list at pwstreet.com. I send out about 6 or 7 tweets every day. When I see something that really makes my eyeballs pop out, I send out a little tweet and say, wow, look at this. I write articles. I believe I have an article out there on the street today called Not Another Ebola Stock. It's a stock that I own that's all about infection control and containing infection. And their services are in demand right now. I believe that article's on either the Town Hall Finance, the Seeking Alpha, or Market Watch. I'm not sure which one published it today, but eventually all three will publish it. I had an article earlier this week. Is the market setting up for a big fall? We're in the fall of the year. My newsletter a few weeks ago said fall is in the air, just like spring was in the air in 2009. Now I feel fall in the air. There's a chill going through the market. And certain areas of the market are falling like autumn leaves right now. So you know what? You can get through it if you're educated and if you're aware of what's going on. And I'm a guy that sits here every single day. I can't remember the last time I missed a day of work. Though I'm going to go out on the harbor and do a little fishing tomorrow. I'm going to get up early. And this is a very good time of year, the fall, for some of the Back Bay bass and halibut and corvina, etc. Maybe some bonefish. We'll see what's biting. And I also look for what's biting in the market. And there's still some. You know, we talked about a few here today. And I still own some in my aggressive growth account. I'll show it to you in my newsletter this weekend. I still own some in my dividend-paying account. I'll show them to you this weekend. I still own some in my 401k mutual fund model portfolio that I publish every weekend. I'll show them to you this weekend. And if you're a guy, I don't know, there's a lot of guys fielding calls, and they're saying, well, you need to just stay the course. We've set this course for you. We sat down. We did all these computer models for you, and you need to stay fully invested throughout this whole thing. They're index investors, and there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody does things differently. But if it doesn't sit well with you, that you have the potential, the last bear market was 53%. I don't know what the next one will be. Maybe it won't be as bad, but there will be another one, and I just don't believe in being passive during times like this. I believe in being active. Anyways, you can get in touch with us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. But you know what? Just taking a little peek at the newsletter, which you can get at pwstreet.com, is a good way to just familiarize yourself with what we do here at Gunderson Capital Management. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.